Embroidery and Gifts, this is Bonnie. How can I help you?
Hey, is this the store that does custom gifts for baby showers and dumb shit like that?
Yeah, we do customized baby gifts.
All right, great. So I got to get a gift for a baby shower, but I don't really know a thing about babies or showers or anything like that, so...
Oh, okay, so...
Do you have to shower? Like, do they shower at
no,
a baby
shower? No, the idea is that you're showering the mother with gifts. So, like, for things that she'll need when the baby comes.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, at first, I was like, are they showering? And then when you said that you shower them with gifts, I'm like, I'm not going to get anything hard because I don't want to throw anything that would hurt her.
No, there's no throwing.
Okay.
So did you need help finding something or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do babies like? Like yarn or popsicle sticks? I mean, they're pretty stupid, right? Like, anything fancy?
No, it's usually more things like, you know, toys or bottles or clothing.
Because they're dumb.
They're babies. They can't even speak yet. But, you know, or something like, you could do something like a customized shirt.
Oh, like the babies can read the shirt?
No, I mean, it's usually more for the parents.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sorry, now I'm on board.
Okay. So there are a lot of things we could put on it. I know people have been doing, like, future lawyer, or really popular recently has been, like, Straight Outta Mommy.
Straight Outta Mommy.
Yeah.
It's like Straight out of Compton, but Straight out of Mommy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Okay. I'm glad you like it.
Wow. All right. I had no idea that you could do funny stuff like that.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? What would you like?
Well, I want to do funny, obviously.
Right.
Because I'm a funny guy. So how about a shirt that says, oops, Mom forgot to take her pill. Now look what happened. She's stuck with me, and I'm a dumb baby.
Well, I don't think we can fit that all in the shirt, and I think it might be better not to offend anyone, especially the mom.
Offend anybody?
Maybe there's something else that you think is funny.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
I mean, I just think there might be some hurt feelings if you put something like that on a shirt. And, you know, just remember, like, cute and sweet, like, you know, instead of, like, Tomb Raider, you could do Womb Raider, you know. Funny like that.
Oh, man. Did you just come up with that?
No, that was actually done last week on a shirt.
My.
I thought it was good.
Wow, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to top that.
I mean, do you want to go with Womb Raider?
Even you said it again, and I'm laughing. I want to do something more original, you know? So let me see. What about, not only did I ruin my mom's life, I ruined her privates, too. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, God. You know, I really don't think that's a good idea.
I thought that one's funny because it's true. Like, it's got to be all messed up down there after.
I mean, it just might really rub the mom the wrong way, you know what I mean? I really don't think she would like that.
Okay.
Maybe something more subtle, like that isn't pushing something awful and graphic in her face, you know? Could do something like Mama's Boy, or, you know, you could do something about the father, and you could do something like, I try to be good, but I take after my daddy.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to insult the dad. That would hurt my feelings.
They would hurt your feelings?
Yeah, I'm the father.
So this is your wife's baby shower?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you can see why I'm trying to be really personal and funny.
Yeah. Do you want to poke some fun at yourself, like, you know, towards the father? I mean, moms usually really like that.
I do think I like going the daddy angle.
Yeah. It's usually, like I said, the moms usually kind of appreciate that.
Got it. Okay, how about I do this? Daddy has a second family that mom doesn't know about, and he loves them more. It's funny because it's true again.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably high time to tell him anyway, don't you think?
Oh, my. No, that's not at all appropriate. And
No, let's do that. You know, let's just go with that, though. I think.
No, you know, we really can't do that. I could see that as being pretty traumatic for your wife. So.
Well, which one? I got two.
Look, I'm really sorry. Maybe there's some other company that can help you with this, but I don't think that we're going to be able to do that for you, sir.
Okay. Well, your friend Tina said you would do it, so.
Tina? How do you know Tina?
Oh, because she's the one that set you up for this prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your friend Tina set you up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she said you get some weird requests for custom baby clothes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I have never had anyone ask for something like that. I was freaking out.
I mean, you might want to keep that in mind for anybody who calls with two families.
Oh, my God. I am so happy you're not a real dad.